Chazar is taking this from the Bachichas Kleshag, where Rabbi Yehuda Mesech Zeirin,
Daf Lamed Beis.
Let's go more end in Machloikis with Rosh Hashanah of Nachman, where Rav Nachman said that the Chazak of a Shliach Oysa Shlichusa cannot be relied on for a Deraisa, only for a Darabonon, or Rav Sheish said it can even be relied on for a Deraisa. Sheshes brings a riot from a mission. The mission says that when the carbon oimer is brought on the second day of Pesach, the new grains may be eaten. One who is not at the base of Mikdash to know, so he can't know when the carbon was brought, he may begin eating the new grains from Chatzois of that day. So the Isra of eating new grains is Dereisa. We see that you're allowed to rely on the Chazaka of the Chatzois, the Kahanim have already brought the carbon. Rav Nachman says the reason we can rely there is stated in the mission as being because Beis Din is on top of the Kahanim to make sure that the carbon is brought in a timely manner. However, in a typical case, one could not rely on the chazaka for a purpose of a deraisa. Another version of this proof is that it's brought by Rav Nachman. The Mishnah tells us the reason that you can eat the new grain at midday is only because Bez is on top of the Kahanim. It would seem that in a typical case, you cannot rely on the Chazaka for the Raisa that the Shilech with Oyser Shilchusoi. Rav Sheisha says the Mishnah gives the reason of Bez to explain why it's allowed at midday. The Chazaka associated with the typical Shliach would not have allowed one to eat the new grain until the end of the day because Bez is on top of them. That's why even at Chatzos you're already allowed to eat. Rav Sheisha brings another proof from a Braisa. Braisa says that a woman who needs to bring karbanos before she's allowed to eat Kodshim, for example, she gave birth, she may place money for the carbon in a designated box, and she could eat kodshim that evening, although she didn't see the kohen actually bring the carbon for her. So it must be because we can rely on the chazaka that the kohen will follow his instructions. Rav Nachman says that case is different because a bezin of kahanim stand there and make sure all deposited money has been used and all kabanas have been brought. Rav Sheish brings another proof. The Braisa says if Reuven tells Shimon, take some figs from my fig tree, he may eat them arai, like an informal snack, without giving meiser, but he must give full meiser before eating them as a meal. The meiser has certainly not been given because Reuven had no idea how many figs were going to be taken. Now, if Reuven had told Shimon, take this basket and fill it with figs from my field for yourself, then when eating in a meal, he must give meiser as demai. It's not sure whether meiser has been given yet. This is all true when Reuven is an amoret. If Reuven is a chover, then Rebbe says Shimon does not have to give meiser. And if Shimon Galil says Shimon must give meiser before eating because a chover would not give meiser for those figs, shulei min amukar, from someplace else, since that's typically not going to be allowed, not should be done. Rebbe says the chover would rather do shulei min amukar rather than to cause someone to eating fruit that hasn't been taken meiser from it. So now they only argue whether a chover would give meiser for someplace else, but all agree that we can otherwise rely on the chover to take meiser. You see, chazaka shulei chayzer shechuzoi. Nachman says in that case we rely on a different chazaka, like Rechanina. Chayzor says that there's a chazaka that a chaver will not give anything to someone else if meiser still needs to be taken from it. That's why it's different, no raya. Marius, the Braisa says, this is all true when Reuven is an Am Haaretz. If Reuven is a chaver, then Rebbe says, Shimon doesn't have to give meiser. Now, in the case where Reuven is an Am Haaretz, what is Shimon? If he's also an Am Haaretz, then he won't listen when he's told to give meiser as demai, since he himself is an Am Haaretz. If Shimon is a chover, then the next part of the Braisa doesn't make sense, where Rebbe says that the chover would sooner give Meiser from another place than to give an Am Haaretz without first taking Meiser. Because so Shimon is not an Am Haaretz. What does that mean? Murray answers, Ravina says, the first part of the Braisa is discussing where Reuven is an Am Haaretz and Shimon is a chover. The next part of the Braisa is discussing where Reuven is a chover and Shimon is an Am Haaretz. And Levi, who is a chover, heard what Reuven said to Shimon. In that case, Rebbe said that Levi does not have to give Meiser because Reuven would rather do a small and proper thing than, you know, than give someone to eat Meiser, to give someone to eat before Meiser has been taken. Now, Shimon Galil says that he has to give Meiser to Levi. Why? Because Reuven would rather have someone else do a bigger Avera rather than he himself do a smaller Avera. Zok the Mishnah, if someone puts an Erev in a tree, if it's put higher than 10 Tzvachim, it's not effective. If it's lower than 10 Tzvachim, it is effective. If an Erev is put in a pit, even 100 Amos down, it's an effective Erev. Frak the Gemara, where is this tree standing? If it's in Rosh HaYachid, then nothing should change at a height of 10 Tzvachim. If it's in Rosh HaRabim, then if he intended to make his dwelling above 10 Tzvachim, then he and the Erev are in the same Rosh HaYachid, and it's not a problem. It must be that he intended to make his dwelling at the base of the tree. If so, how is it a good Erev if it's below 10 Tzvachim? He's using the tree, which is also to do on Shabbos. Gemara says the Mishnah follows Rebbe, who says that anything which is exerid Rabbanon to do on Shabbos is allowed to be done Beda Shmashas. Therefore, Beda Shmashas, he can use a tree, and the Erev is effective at that time, Beda Shmashas, that's why it's an effective Erev. Rava says the Erev being above 10 Tzvachim is not problematic if the tree is within the city limits because we view the entire city as being filled with earth to 10 Tzvachim tall, thereby making it into Rosh HaYachid. Gemara asks, Rava says that a person is allowed an area of 4 Amos at the place of his Erev besides the 2,000 Amos. If so, that should also be considered Rosh HaYachid, that's 4 Amos, and the Erev high on the tree should not be considered to be in a separate Rosh HaYachid either. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Mershashia, says, we're discussing a tree where the branch holding the Erev extends beyond the area of the tree trunk, which is the intended where he intended to set his dwelling. Rabbi Zoi, it's beyond his 4 Amos, that's why you can't view it in that way. Frakting Gemara, why can't he climb the tree and move the Erev to the place above the base of the tree, keeping it above 10 Tzvachim, so it never enters Shishas Rabban, and now it's above the place of the base, and then you should be able to say that it's filled up, and it's just, and therefore it should be an effective Erev. My answer is the branch with the Erev has a section lower than 10 Tvachim that the public uses to adjust their packages, and it therefore gets that branch gets the din of Shishas Rabban. When he carries the Erev over that part of the branch, he'll be carrying it into Shishas Rabban, and that wouldn't be allowed, and that's the problem.